Hello, and welcome to Timely Talks with Tamille, where faith meets life and transformation begins. I'm your host, Tamille, and today we are diving into understanding how transformation actually works in the life of the believer. There are many people that are walking around and they are saved, but their life still reflects where they started from in many cases, or there hasn't been much progress. And the key component to seeing the shift and the change and the manifestation that God has promised through his word is really looking at that word transformation, about letting that inside work be done in the life of the believer. And it's so important for us to recognize that, but not only to recognize that, but actually be able to discern whether we're truly letting God's process unfold in our lives. See, our desire should be that we would grow and reflect the image of Christ, that we would grow into spiritual maturity, that there, even in the midst of it, would be some personal development as a result of what has taken place on the inside, inside our mind, inside our heart. And so we have to, even though, let's be honest, most of the time it's very visible to those that are on the outside when this growth happens. But we also have to be able to discern in our own lives whether we are letting the process flow, whether we're aligning with God's will, and whether we're just really growing from the inside out. So that's what we're going to talk about on today. We're going to talk about basically from the subject of the journey within and allowing God to shape our lives, I know you've heard it before that God is a gentleman and that he's not going to push his way in, but he does offer himself to us. He does offer us life and a life that's more abundantly. And so it's up to us at the end of the day to really let God in and to really let that process begin in our lives. And the key word in that sentence is process, because it's not going to be something that happens overnight. Most of the time, it's not going to be easy because you're fighting against the way you've been for so long, the way you've thought for so long, the way that you may have approached life for so long. You're fighting against the stains of things that have happened in your past, whether that is pain, whether that is agitation, agony, whatever it is. You're fighting all against all of that, and you're allowing God to come in and to take out what's not of him, take out what's false, and to really shape your identity into who you really are. That's the way I see it, as who we really are. It, you know, in the Bible, it says that, oh, behold, all things become new in him. And so that verse in 2 Corinthians 5:17 says, therefore, if anyone is in Christ, the new creation has come, the old has gone, and the new is here. So the first portion that we want to talk about in our conversation today is the foundation of transformation. The foundation of transformation is that moment that our life took a pivot and we walked to the altar. And in today's economy, it might have happened before you ever walked in the altar. You might have accepted them in your bedroom. You might have accepted them in your car. You might have accepted them while you were on an online service. But this moment, this pivot moment in our lives is the moment that we accept Christ, And once we accept Christ, we also have to accept what comes with that moment. With that moment comes the new creation. And so although we are a new creation, that has to be manifested in our lives. God, it's already done. He sees it as already done, but we have to walk this process out so that we can align with how God sees us and what's being offered through the gift of salvation. And so if you're in Christ on today, if you are a believer on today, that means that you have an opportunity opportunity, an opportunity to walk in this new life, to let the old go away, and let the new be here, in your life. And that's why you really want to be able to discern and to figure out if I'm allowing God, to modify me, and that means to change me. So it's not just about a modification in behavior, but this is about complete renewal, like complete renewal of our minds, complete renewal of our spirit. I remember, I don't know if it was in a song or maybe the saints of old, as I was growing up, used to say, but they used to say that they looked at their hands and they looked new. They looked at their feet and they did too. And that basically, they said things in a way that comes down really to what I'm saying. And that is to allow God to have a complete, like, let him take over. That is what you want to think about when you're thinking about being transformed and walking out, allowing God to shape your life, letting this journey within really happen. It's about letting God have his way. But what does it mean? I want to go into this new creation piece just a little bit today. What does it mean to be a new creation? Well, as I said, it's about letting go of your old self. It's about letting go of past mistakes. This is a big one because there are people, and you might be this person, where there are things that you have done in your life. There are decisions that you have made. And whether it's you or whether it's people that have known you have from your past that are causing you to believe that you cannot be new because of who you were or what you did. But according to the word of God, that is not true. You are given a clean slate in Christ Jesus on today. Can I say that again in case you needed to hear that today? You have been given a clean slate in Christ Jesus on today. So not only are you going to let go of your old self, but you're also going to let go of your past mistakes, and you're going to embrace who you are in Christ, even though you may not. We usually don't fully know who that person is and what that person looks like, but that's what faith is. Faith is the substance of things hoped for and the evidence of things not seen. I may not know how all what it all looks like, but because the Bible teaches me that there is a new, then I'm going to embrace the fact that there is a new, and that's who I want to be. And so this requires a process of daily surrender, You hear me elongating some of these words on today because I want you to understand that you get that this is a journey. This is a journey that you will be on until you live your last day, your last moment, that this is a journey. In Romans 12:2, that verse underscores or supports this daily surrender by urging us. What is that? What does the Bible teach us or urge us not to do? It urges us not to conform to the pattern of this world, but to be transformed by the renewing of our mind. See, before Christ, before that moment where you took the pivot and you accepted him as your savior, you were living according to the world, as I would. Living according to the world. And sometimes we may feel like, well, no, I wasn't doing all the things that I see done in the world. But you know, one of the things that's been a wake-up call for me, even if I was living to my own rule book or to my own God, anything that did not align with God was still me living according to the world. And so that's that letting go of myself in the process as well. And so there's a pattern of how the world lives. Some people call it the culture lives, but we are to be transformed. And how do we do that? We have to renew our mind. That's why it's a daily surrender to God's will, because every day prayerfully, you are setting aside some time to sit down with your word, with your Bible and read. And I encourage you to find a version that you can understand better. As time goes on, I want to say this if you happen to be the person that's listening and you're early on in your journey, as time goes on, you will be given revelation through the precious Holy Spirit. But don't give up in places that you don't understand, and don't always seek to look at things literally versus looking through them through spiritual eyes. Again, everything takes time in God, but with persistence and with consistency, you will begin to have a breakthrough, and you're going to know the difference. You're going to know the difference from when you just started out and you're just reading to when you're being led and when you're being guided by the Holy Spirit which is leading you into truth. And so as we do this daily surrender, the transformation, what it ultimately does is it allows us to test and approve what God's will is. That means that as we get in the word, as we pray, as we get understanding, we begin to apply the principles of God to our life. And this is where discernment comes in, because as I'm learning about the principles of God, what is his will? What is his blueprint for my life? What's good to him? What's pleasing to him? What's perfect to him? Not in any way should you ever use man's standard to define what God calls good, pleasing, and perfect. No, God has been clear about those things in the will of God. So as you're learning and as you're applying and as you're seeking God's help, even in spaces where it's a little tougher than other, what happens is, I like to think of it as building up that spiritual discernment bank. What happens is you begin to build up that bank where now, as you're facing decisions in life, as you're facing various temptations, as you're facing the day to day, that discernment bank is up. And everything that goes through it is, as you continue to allow things to grow through it, as you grow in your relationship with God, everything that goes through it, I like to use it this way when I'm teaching. I take everything through the litmus test of the word of God. So everything that you take in, take it through the litmus test of the word of God. And you can add, it can be as simple as, Lord, show me if this aligns with your will. Show me, Lord, if this is your will for my life. And more importantly, is this your will for my life in this moment? So after we began to look at the foundation of transformation, let's look at some signs of God's work. Like let's just look at some, like an example in the Bible. So how do we like really know if we're on the right path and allowing God to transform our lives? That's the question here. That's a discernment piece, right? So the first thing that we're going to look for is, we're going to look and see, is my desire to know God in a better way, in a deeper way? Am I seeing that increase? Am I seeing me long for that time to spend with him, long for those moments in the day where I get to steal away and to be in prayer and to be in the word? Psalm 42:1 says it like this. It likens this kind of hunger and this kind of thirst and this kind of desire. And this is what the psalm writes. It says it likens it to the thirst. It likens this thirst to a deeper panting for streams of water, symbolizing our soul's longing for God. So you may have heard it written out in song, or you may have just read this, but it says, as the deer panteth for the water brook, So does my soul long for thee. I can't even think of his name right now. Oh, Pastor Marvin Sapp. But he said he's got this song called Thirsty, and it is based on this psalm here. But what happens is, you're thirsty, and you're not only thirsty for a moment, but you're thirsty daily. You're seeking God daily for your needs. And so this is a sign that, you know, that transformative work is happening. That transformative work is having, that there is a desire there to grow the more. Another sign that you can go by when discerning is the fruits of the Spirit. Are they manifesting in your life? And you know, I'm not to minimize your intellect or anything like that, but just I'd like to speak as if I have someone that's just brand new to these terms. And so when you think about manifestation, this is something showing up in your reality, in your physical, in your life. And so that's what we always want to get to, that space where the things of God are manifesting in our lives. And so in Galatians 5:22-23, when you go back, hopefully you'll take a moment and read that for yourself. But as you go back and read that, the fruits of the Spirit are simply this: love, joy, peace, forbearance, kindness, goodness, faithfulness, gentleness, and self-control. I want to say those again: love, joy, peace, forbearance, kindness, goodness, faithfulness, gentleness, and self-control. And so when you see these things showing up, not just in a moment, but just on a regular basis, that these are things are exuding from you. In other words, they are starting to become naturally how your thought processes are wrapped in them. Your actions are wrapped in them. Your reactions are wrapped in them. When you begin to see these things showing up in your life, this is another sign that transformative work is happening in your life. So these are not just like moral virtues, but this is evidence. These are evidence of the Spirit's transformative power within us, when we can walk out these spaces in our daily life. The last one is has to do with your comfort zones. This is the last way that I would suggest as a way to discern whether you're allowing the Lord to work in your life. And that is a willingness to be taken out of your comfort zone. See, that first thing that I said was letting go of you. And that requires coming out of your comfort zone. Because I don't know a person, I haven't met a person yet that's like, yeah, let's get rid of all of me immediately. So God often will call us to step out in faith, moving beyond what we are accustomed to. Abraham, if you go back and read in Genesis 12:1, Abraham, his journey is a perfect example of that, because with what God wanted to do through Abraham and how we're still in the blessing that was spoken over Abraham. As you look back in Genesis 12:1, Abraham was told by God to leave his country and his people. So in other words, he said, in order for what I'm going to do in your life and through your life and through you, you're going to get away from everything that is familiar. And can you imagine God? Just think about your life right now and where you are now. You might be a person that's a traveler. This might not apply to you, but suppose on today, you're not that person and you like where you live, you're settled in a place, your family is near. And all of a sudden, God speaks to your heart and says, I need you to leave this country and I need you to leave your people. Now, most of us would be like, that's not God talking. That's not God talking. But as we build up our faith, there may be times you may not get something like, you know, Abraham was commanded to do, God will cause us, challenge us, every last one of us, as we grow and go on in this journey, will be challenged in some place to step out on faith and to come out of our comfort zone. So the last thing is I want to talk about on today is just embracing your process. So embracing God's transformative process in your life means understanding that it's not always immediate and it's not always going to be comfortable. So I said, you know, just lock in for the long haul, lock in for the journey for the rest of your life. And it's not always going to be comfortable. It doesn't mean that every time is going to feel the same weight or the same heaviness or the same challenge. But what it does mean, it does mean that this is not a comfortable thing. And so you got to open yourself up to not being comfortable, to really live your best, blessed life in God. So oftentimes it involves trials and challenges, But these trials and challenges actually refine us. They actually refine us. When we go through what feels like fire, just like when you take gold through fire and it's refined, it's the same thing with our lives as we go through the fire. In 1 Peter 1, 6 through 7, you can read a reference to that, because when we go through these difficult experiences, God teaches us through the word that they are divinely designed to develop us, and develop our perseverance, to develop our character, and basically to develop the hope within us. So as I wrap up today's conversation on the journey within and allowing God to shape our lives, I just want to encourage you on today. I want to encourage us on our journey. I want to encourage you to really do a self-analysis and reflection to ask yourself, are you seeing the signs of God's transformation in your life as discussed on today? To really ask yourself, are you open to his leading, even when it takes you out of your comfort zone? And to remember, most of all, that transformation is a journey, not a destination. So it's going to require your patience. It's going to require full trust in God. And it's going to require a heart that's willing to be molded by our Creator. So I want to thank you for today for joining me on Timely Talks with Tamil. And I want to say to you, I just want to bless your journey. I just pray that God be with you in your journey. I pray for the victory in your journey. And I just want to say to you, may you walk in the confidence of your identity in Christ and the transformative power of his love. So until next time, please keep seeking him. Please keep growing. Please keep embracing your process. God bless you. And I pray that we'll meet back together again, Lord willing.